This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Give716.org to donate. Over $1 million has been raised already to hundreds of charities. Well, in total, more than 550 charities participating. Look it all up. Give716.org. We expect to talk to Brad May about the event here in just a bit. John Daigle will join me at 4 from Establish the Run. He sounded eager to come on and talk about some of his Bills projections for this year, and I'm looking forward to that. I don't know so much about how these projections get made. I mean, I think about point spreads a lot and some of this stuff and play a lot of fantasy football, but like I have from Bet Online, every quarterback's like big stats, passing yards, touchdown passes, interceptions, and for guys like Allen who run all the time, rushing yards and rushing touchdowns. And I wanted to be a little bit more involved than just like, here's last year, and basically we're giving you the same numbers. Go for it. Over under. Like Allen's, at this particular site, his passing yards line is 37.50.5. And last year he was at 37.31 full season. So that's almost exactly identical. I don't know what you want to do with that. Maybe nothing. So we'll talk more about that in a little while. Right now, I'm really excited to have Brad May back on the show. For me, it's been a long time since talking to Brad. Of course, no introduction needed here. Over 1,000 games in the league. One of the most famous goals in Sabres history, if not number one. Brad, Mike Shope here. How's life?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
I'm all right. What's new with you?
That was a really nice introduction. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
It was many years ago, 1993, that goal, but above and beyond that, my 7.5, 8 seasons I was with the Sabres were truly memorable. And I was actually in Buffalo the last couple of days and missed my friends there for sure.
Yeah, you never forget your first, right, Brad? I mean, this is the organization you started with and many great memories that the fans have too.
Yeah, you know what? It was an incredible place for me to start my career. I'm sure I've told this story many times, even on the air with the Sabres, but I was such a lucky guy. I got selected to play in Niagara Falls for the Niagara Falls Thunder when I was a teenager, of course, and then I was drafted 25, 30 minutes down the road to the Buffalo Sabres. So I felt like I was a semi-local boy, exactly how Jerry Meehan announced it at the draft floor. I was given a really, really neat opportunity to kind of, you know, immerse myself into, obviously, Western New York, but the Niagara Peninsula, 30 minutes away, made it much easier to, you know, make the team, but also make that jump from junior hockey to the NHL.
Yeah, I get it. It wasn't such a foreign thing, right? I mean, you could go to places you knew. You grew up in Toronto anyway, or near Toronto. So I think that would be a pretty good advantage for a young player. Buffalo has long been a town where, I mean, hockey people, so many over the years, have made their homes here. And I just wonder, like, what it is for you about this area that on the occasion of Give 716 that makes it so special to so many.
Well, number one, if I could just speak of myself for a moment, I live just north of Toronto, so I'm not too far away. I'm actually on the highway right now, but because I left Buffalo. But yeah, if I wasn't living north of Toronto where I grew up, I could see myself living in Western New York, right in Buffalo. I mean, it feels like home. The cool part about 716 and, of course, the Day of Giving and through the organizations in Buffalo and all the 501c3 charities, there's so many that are underserved and maybe just don't get in front of, you know, the masses. What an unbelievable endeavor from Mr. and Mrs. Pegula down, from the Bills, the Sabres, the Bandits, obviously just the community itself at large. When I left this morning, I was at Key Bank in Williamsville. Mm-hmm. I looked at the total there at about $860,000, which I imagine that's going to be eclipsed and going to go well into the $1 million threshold. It just speaks volumes of the community, obviously the people in Buffalo, Western New York, and understanding that there's so many wonderful charities and giving people, philanthropic people that, you know what, they give of themselves, and to have the support of their community is amazing. Last night I was at the draft room right beside the arena, mm-hmm. and there was a couple hundred people there. It was really, really cool. Obviously saw football fans, lacrosse fans, hockey fans, and, you know, a lot of this money is desperately needed in those certain sectors. And I'll just give you one quick story, Mike, if you mm-hmm. don't mind.
Please.
I met a woman last night who started a charity, and they give flowers and gift baskets to widowers. Mm. You know, so like first thing you think about is Roswell Park and children with cancer, and you go down the path, there's so many people that need love and support. And this woman came up with this idea that on Valentine's Day they give these baskets and flowers to widowers, and they've tied it into the school system where they have the children, you know, write these Valentine cards. And it's amazing. Puts a smile on someone's face 5-10 years after losing their loved one, that, you know what, they know that they're supported and they're loved in their community. And I had a tear in my eye when I gave her a hug last night, because I was like, these are things you don't hear of unless you're actually, you know, amongst those people, or, you know, it's hard for these people to get their story and the word out. And this 716 Day of Giving, which is wonderful, enables and has given these people an opportunity, which is fantastic.
Very cool and very well said about the area, and the great point about not just the charities you hear about all the time, not that they're not worthy. With Brad May on the Western Hotline, this is Mike Shope. One hockey-related question I wanted to ask you from your experience. I mean, you played for so long, and you also played in like all corners of North America and then into broadcasting here and out west also. We're at a point where, I mean, Vegas won, Florida has won 2, Seattle, Utah. I mean, there's just, we would maybe have a tendency to put down certain markets around here, thinking of how loyal this fan base is, you know, Florida with empty buildings or Carolina. And that's very different now. And I wonder what your perspective might be when it comes to this, because the Sabres have some challenges when it comes to recruiting players. And it just seems like the competition is obviously deeper and, you know, better.
Yeah, well, you know what? So we had this conversation actually this morning, Tim Connolly and myself, and along with Marty Biron and Brian Duff, they did their show from the Key Bank, the branch that we were at. Mm-hmm. We had a conversation basically talking about obviously, you know, there's the zero state taxes. There's the different regions in the country. Of course, you got Canada. You know, you're dealing with provincial governments and state governments and all these different things. The bottom line is winning begets winning. So, you know, it's the chicken and egg theory. Is it the tax, you know, structures of these different states and cities that, you know, are obviously more advantageous for players? That's true. Climate is definitely a difference, a differentiator. But at the end of the day, hockey players want to play hockey and they want to win hockey games and they want to be part of a vaunting program that actually produces wins and certainly a lot of excitement and fun. So for Buffalo, listen, we know, the people that are listening to this show know that Western New York, certainly Buffalo Sabres, they've had a tough run. They haven't been a good team winning-wise for quite some time, and that's going to hurt them. If they can find the way to turn the corner with the talent and the players they do have, find that spirit and resolve to go win more hockey games, they won't be a problem recruiting players to come play in Buffalo. And the Buffalo Bills possibly going to another Super Bowl run, all this stuff, Buffalo's an incredible place. It definitely gets overlooked at times when you start looking at all these other factors, but the bottom line is hockey players want to play on a good hockey team, have an opportunity to win and compete, and I see that happening. I see that being such an opportunity for the Buffalo Sabres and certain these young players. Grab the bull, you know, bull by the horns and get after it. I'm obviously somewhat biased. I love my life in Buffalo, and there's no question there's competition with other markets, but the game of hockey has grown. The talent level is absolutely the best it's ever been. And somehow management and coaching, obviously in Buffalo, have to figure out a way with the players they have to go and win hockey games. If they do that, it'll take care of itself.
Right. Just as it has at other times in the Sabres' history. You know, like what those two incredible seasons, 06 and 07, where did that come from? You know, like they were just out of bankruptcy and it felt somewhat like this, where like maybe they could have been moved, Brad, you know, in those years for a minute. But they did not have, you know, put to them super high expectations out of the lockout, and they killed it. So that's that. You can always be optimistic because sometimes you just don't see it coming.
Well, and the whole point there is, and I recognize why we're talking today about obviously 716 day and raising my charity and the great community of Western New York. Bottom line is you got to win hockey games. If you win hockey games, that takes care of itself. The excitement will be back in the building. That excitement will bring more fans, more money, and more eyeballs to the product. And the bottom line is they got Lindy Ruff, who's had success in Buffalo as a player and as a coach and manager, and he's there, and he's got his team, and he's got to find a way to beat. There's 31 other teams that want to beat Buffalo's ass every day that they play them. And sometimes, over the last 10, 15 years, it's probably been an easier night for.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Some of those teams playing against the Buffalo Sabres, some way, somehow, I don't know, go back to maybe, and I, this is me being a little bit biased, but go back to 1995-96 when Ted Nolan was our coach. We were the hardest working team in hockey, or certainly branded as that. We didn't end up making the playoffs that season, the last year at the odd, but you know what? We are damn exciting. We brought a different element, which obviously is not in the game today, but We had a heart and a spirit and in the world of Dominic Hasek,
yeah.
You know, backstopping our team. But that helps. But at the end of the day, you got to find a way. It's not just about skating, shooting, and beautiful hockey plays. It's about taking the will of away from your opposition. It's about making any night in ball bang a difficult night to play on.
Brad May with us.
And of course, the talent level, right? I mean, at the end of the day, they got to win hockey games. If they do that, I'll be a fan. I'll be driving down from Toronto all the time to
yes.
come watch.
I didn't mean to step on you there. The connection was breaking up, so I wasn't sure I still had you. By the way, I should probably not mention 06-07 without also mentioning that you were on the cup winner that year in Anaheim. That had to be memories you won't forget.
Oh, dude, it was a dream come true, of course. 16 years in the NHL at that point for me, and I got traded at the trade deadline from the Colorado Avalanche, and fortunately for myself, I landed in Anaheim with a great team, and through that playoff run, I was actually had my fingers crossed that but Buffalo was going to beat Ottawa in the conference final in the East, and Anaheim, which we did, we beat Detroit. I would have faced against the Buffalo Sabres, and that would have been absolutely amazing. Unfortunately, Ottawa played too well, and Buffalo found themselves in some injury trouble, and we didn't get that chance. But winning the Stanley Cup and just being part of a team that did that, everybody in Buffalo, I swear to God, if Buffalo ever gets to this point, and I hope it's sooner than later, we're all going to have an absolute time of our lives celebrating and cheering that team on, because it's the best place to be as a hockey player, and I'm certainly sure as a fan to cheer your team on at that level at that time of the year. So my fingers are crossed for the Buffalo Sabres.
One thing I remember about that season, 06-07, I remember a lot of things, but from being in here with Bulldog, the 5-06 season, the Sabres were so close. 06-07, they win the President's Trophy, but Bulldog kept saying, Anaheim is scary. Like they were, and Tim Connolly missing almost that entire season, coming back for the playoffs. Think about how that could have been. Did add to their depth, but man, he. I think of Bulldog when I think of those Ducks, because he was just like, I don't know. This is about it's about the cup, and I don't know.
The interesting part, I again, we had our time. Time does pass. The Anaheim Ducks, although we were emblazoned on the Stanley Cup and our team and our names, and it's wonderful. I would say the closest team to be the Florida Panthers, who have obviously won the last two Stanley Cups, were the Anaheim Ducks in 2007, a team that actually could beat you in many different fashions. They were tougher than everybody they played. They played tougher. You had a buy-in from the whole group. Your star players were tough. We had Tammy Solani, who grinded it out. We had Chris Pronger and Scott Niedermeyer. At the end of the day, you need superstars, but then you also need an emerging young core. And that group was Corey Perry, Ryan Getzlaff, Chris Kunitz, who goes on to win four Stanley Cups.
Wow.
We had tough guys in George Parros and Sean Thornton. You know what? When I look at the Florida Panthers, the way they beat their team, the teams they played, they took the will away from the Tampa Bay Lightning, the Toronto Maple Leafs, rolled over Carolina, which I didn't see coming. And then, of course, David, for the most part, Florida was a good team. And you know what? If I'm a Buffalo Sabre fan, I want to get some of that spirit in my lineup.
Yeah, that's a good comp. Dustin Penner, another one from that Ducks team you were on. Big guys. Well, thank you, Brad. It's great to talk to you again, and appreciate, on behalf of everybody involved, your efforts in helping give 716 Day come off.
Well, the coolest part about it, Mike, is you can't do it alone. You do it team and as an organization, and I swear to God, the community of Western New York is second to none, and it was beautiful to be a part of it. But it takes many of us to show up and do this stuff, and of course, it takes all the people that are so kind and generous to donate. So I really do hope that the 716 Day is a success and has been, and really, really thrilled that I was asked to be part of it.
Very nice. Thanks, Brad. Enjoyed talking to you as always.
Take care. All the best to you guys.
Thank you. Brad May with us. Give716.org is the site, and you can pick which charities you want to support. It's now close to or more than $5.5 million since this idea was launched. I think this is year five. So the goal was, I believe I heard 1.4 today, and they look like they're well on their way. Thanks to everybody who's been donating. I want to talk more about some of what Brad said. We'll do some football at the top of the hour as well. 803-0550 to join me. This is Mike Shope on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.